we are all young. We are all children of the living God. So this is sort of like, you know, a children's sermon or a children's message. And we want to entitle it, Help Us to See. And our scripture text this week, as we read, you can read over, is in out of Mark 10, verse 51. And it's about the healing of Bartimaeus. Now, I had a meeting yesterday, Zoom meeting, for 6 hours, 7 hours, or so forth, and they were bringing us up to date on things going on in the conference, things the clergy had to learn to do, and all that about ethics and all that. But I found it interesting, after I read this scripture in Mark, about how Jesus healed the blind man, because our facilitator at that meeting was telling us how to do some things, and you do a five-segment prayer, and one of the things she said, just take a moment and be quiet and look and pick out five things that you can see. And I did all that. It was pretty cool. But really, what I got out of that is how often we as people who can see don't realize how challenging it is for people that can't see. So I want us to think about this a little bit. And I want us to look around. Look around the church. Look around your home. And just notice all the different things that you can see in the worship area, if you're in church or at home. All the things that you can see. Then close your eyes and cover them up with your hands. And don't peek. I don't have a blindfold to give you, but, you know, you can close your eyes and then you can't see. And think about how many things that you can remember seeing around the area that you're at, like you did a while ago. Can you name the first thing? Can you name the second or fourth or even the fifth thing? I think remembering a lot we saw. Well, I think this was a challenge, right? And it makes us realize it's possible to miss a lot of things that you see when you're running short on time. And while you keep your eyes closed, think about the gospel story of Bartimaeus. He ran out of time, too. He lost his vision. He was blind. And since he knew what it was like to see before he lost his eyesight, he was really eager to get it back. Just in the way you may feel right now as you open your eyes to see, and when you closed your eyes you couldn't see, to remember the things that you saw, and you realize, wow, what a blessing it is to be able to see. And that's why Jesus talked to him about being healed. Teacher, he said, I want to see again. He knew what he was missing. He knew Jesus could give him his eyesight back. So, as you think about this and you open your eyes again and you think about all the blessings that we have, this is what we got to do. We got to pray together and just say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the gift of our eyes and to help us see the good things in life and how you had made it for us. And let us use our eyes to see ways that we can share your love with others in the world. Have a wonderful day. I love talking to the children because they understand the gospel sometimes better than us adults because we have a tendency to complicate it. It is not complicated. Trust in Jesus, for there is no other way. Have a wonderful day.